Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mom of the Hard Kid. Mother's Day is coming up in the next few days, and I have been spending a lot of time thinking about what Mother's Day means to me, and I thought it would be a good thing to discuss for all those of us who are parents of difficult children, especially those who have severe mental illnesses, and about what Mother's Day and maybe even Father's Day means now that this has entered into a different time of life. Last year on Mother's Day, my husband took me on a 4-hour drive. Now, for those of you who don't live in the United States, that might feel like a long time. But for those who are in the more open areas of the United States, this is not a typically abnormal thing to do. So we're on our drive. And it was lovely and it was wonderful. And little lady, my 6-year-old with reactive attachment disorder and PTSD and ADHD and all of the little things that she has, she couldn't handle the fact that I was having a day. She has a lot of issues with maternal connection, even though she's improved massively over the last 3 years. And she screamed most of that trip. She made it through the first hour or so just kind of being pestery and mean, and then it turned into massive screaming. And we are up in the mountains at one point, and I was like, husband, you need to pull over and I need to get out of this car because I was so angry. We have 4 children and she is the youngest, and we all had to step out of the car while she completed one of her many, 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 many tantrums and screaming. At one point, my daughter and I were standing out in the mountains, and we heard what sounded very much like a bear. It was like the grunt of a bear and like lots of twigs breaking. And we're like, okay, we got to get back in the car. And I remember my daughter is like straight shot towards the car. And I remember I just sort of paused for a second. I was like, oh my gosh. And it was just the tiniest moment, but I thought, what would be worse right now? Like going back into the car with this screaming child or seeing if there really is a bear there. I made it back to the car and we continued our drive. It was fine. But when I think of Mother's Day, I've had a lot of people recently in my life who have been talking about how we shouldn't have Mother's Day. Mother's Day should just be Women's Day, and we shouldn't really make such a big snark because that will hurt the feelings of the people who can't be mothers. And then I sit here in this perspective as a mom of a hard kid whose main goal in her life sometimes, not so much now, but definitely it sometimes, is to make my life awful. Motherhood has been, for me, a very difficult challenge and a difficult road. And yet I find a lot of value in the role of mother. I don't think that we should shy away from showing mothers a day of respect and a day of acknowledgement because some people feel bad that they're not mothers. I just don't think so. I think we can be kind. I think we can be cautious. I think we can love everyone. But knowing just how difficult and how serious this role is, I think that it's wonderful that we have one day where we say, hey, moms, kudos to you. Because if any of you have ever been a parent, you know that the kudos of parenthood are not coming at you at almost all. You're not walking down the street and having people roll down their car windows and be like, woo, look at you being a good mom. You know, it's just not happening. And when you're the mom of a hard kid, you can really come up against some serious feelings on Mother's Day. I have some friends who have really high maintenance mentally children and who also have children who have reactive attachment disorder. And when you are celebrating the parenthood of a child whose disability is just to be rude. It's for those of you who are new, I encourage you to listen to some of the other episodes where we kind of explain how reactive attachment disorder is a disability where the children are essentially jerks. It's essentially what their disability is. And so often this is towards the mother. So when you're in this position, it can be really hard to celebrate the motherhood aspect of your life. You've got kids who are constantly screaming at you. They're breaking your things. They're doing massively horrible things at school that are making you get calls, and they're making you embarrassed. And my little lady, she choked a little girl at school, and she now refers to her as Choked. So I don't want to say her name, of course, for privacy reasons, but let's call her Becky because her name is not Becky. So she's like, oh, there's Becky and there's Choked Becky. And so she calls her Choked Becky. Anyway, we are in the lobby of the school, and here comes this little girl whose mom is standing behind me, and she runs up and she's like, oh, mom, that's Becky. And I was like, okay. And she's like, Choked Becky. No. And so the mom, of course, who knows this story, who also got the calls and the emails and all of the kerfuffle, is like staring at me. And I'm just thinking, oh, I know this is a part of motherhood. I just didn't realize I couldn't do anything about this. I didn't realize that I would be approaching motherhood and life in this way, as being standing in the middle of the elementary school, just embarrassed that my child has choked that child and now refers to them as the choked child. But if you're looking at this future of many years parenting a difficult child, and you're looking at the role of parenthood and the role of motherhood and approaching this day with trepidation and anxiety because of the things your child has put you through, whether it's a previous Mother's Day or whether it's just the interactions that you have all year long, I want you to know that it's okay that you don't celebrate it the way that you want. I told my husband, I said, I don't want a big fanfare. I don't want to repeat last year. I don't want to do that. And I would like to offer that up as permission to anybody who's out there feeling like you have to celebrate this Mother's Day for your children instead of for yourself. So one of the things I said to my husband is, I'm going to take each of my children out to lunch one by one, and that will be my Mother's Day gift to me. And so then each of my kids will have this one-on-one time. And then the one who's the higher needs and cannot stand when other people get attention, she'll have her moment, and she'll know her moment is either coming or that she's already had her moment, and it'll be equal. And in our case, our child can understand that she's had a turn, and so other kids get a turn. If the other kids get a turn and she doesn't get a turn, then the whole world breaks loose and it turns into an absolute nightmare for a long, 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 long time. So, but in this way, if we set it up this way, she's okay. And we did this one year on accident, where I had just thought this was a great idea because I wanted some one-on-one time with my kids because of the high needs of my daughter. I tend to overlook my other children, and they know it, and I know it, and they know why, and they're really nice about it. But I don't want a day for me. And it turns into a very difficult situation where I hate birthdays. I hate a lot of celebratory moments that are individual, that don't include her, because she will make them such a hard day. So, for example, my oldest daughter just turned 14, and my reactive attachment daughter, who is 6, she got really jealous and mad. She's not allowed to have cake. And this is my mistake. I made this mistake. So she's not allowed to eat sugar because she cannot recover for 3 days. She just turns into a massive B word. She just doesn't recover. But she can eat sugar-free candy. So I had purchased her sugar-free candy, and then for some stupid reason, I gave her the tiniest slice of cake. Well, for me in my head, incorrectly, I had thought that that would be enough to compensate for the fact that, you know, she usually doesn't get sugar here. I thought it was doing a nice thing, but she was really upset that she didn't get the candy that she knew I had bought her because, of course, I had walked her through the whole process. I'd explained, hey, lady, you don't get to have this cake because of the sugar stuff, but I got you this other candy. So she was mad. So she tore down all of the birthday decorations and she cut up my daughter's soccer jersey. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I mean, we already don't do real presents. We will do one present and then we'll do like activities. So like this time we went swimming. So that's one of the gifts as we went swimming. And when I do that, I'm embarrassed to even say, because if I exclude her from stuff, it makes everybody's day awful. But if I can include her in things, then everyone's having a good time. So it seems like the better choice. So as I approach these individualized holidays in which she is not really connected, it's panic for me. It is horrible feelings for me. Right now, we are several days away from Mother's Day, and I have been panicking about this for over a week now because it always turns into such a nightmare. Birthdays, I'm so nervous about birthdays. When my children have birthdays, I'm just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? What do I do? And I even said this last time when this chaos happened, and I'm talking to my older three children, I was like, should I just give you money? Should I just give you a card that has money and then you buy your own presents? I was like, would that be better? Because then it would disconnect from the day of, and then she kind of wouldn't notice. Like, what do I do? And so these individualized holidays, they just give me so much anxiety and so much fret that I just hate them. I happen to have like a cluster of individualized holidays around the same time as Mother's Day. And so this is a really panicky time of year for me. Christmas, which is not individualized, is also a panicky time of year because if you get her a present she doesn't like, she will take it to mean that you don't like her. And then it turns into weeks of chaos afterwards. And it's honestly not worth it. Like, it's tempting to become a Jehovah's Witness just to not have a celebratory holiday ever again because it's so much chaos. So as you approach Mother's Day, I want you to know that you are valuable as a mother, even if it doesn't seem to show in the responses of your kids. You are valuable as a person. And if your Mother's Day looks a little bit different, I want you to still carry a little bit of an invisible trophy in your mind that just says, I am amazing. I am doing something so hard. It's so hard. It's so ridiculous. And I am validating myself in this moment because the world might try really hard to validate you, but that might also trigger a million different problems in a million different issues that your children throw your way. But to know that you are really encountering something hard and your holiday does not need to look like tulips and roses. It can be whatever makes you feel better. And I know that there is that thing with your kids where you're like, oh, I want my kids to know that I value that they think I'm their mom. Maybe a good mom or something, and they can have this moment. But to be able to say ahead of time, hey, Mother's Day's coming up. I don't want a big thing. Why don't you each just give me the biggest hug? And then you can include them in that whole decision without having to have the fanfare that makes your reactive attachment kids so upset and triggered, without having to have any kind of issues that really just struggle in your child's brain and then make the days worse. You know, it's funny because I remember my first Mother's Day. My little lady was probably, I mean, my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter was probably, I don't know, just a few weeks old. She was not old at all. And I remember just staring down and thinking, I'm a mom. I made it to Mother's Day. I'm a mom. I'm doing this. Like, I'm in this mom club. Here I go. And I remember being really excited that I was going to be participating in Mother's Day every year for the rest of my life. And I never thought I would approach not liking Mother's Day. I never thought I'd hate it. I never thought I'd avoid it. I never thought it would be something that I would have to shy away from. And yet here I am, surprised at how life has sort of shifted over the years. And it's turned into something incredibly different. But I hope as time goes on that it will shift back. That maybe in 20 years, I'll be able to look at it as a positive experience again. And you know what? I'm going to hold to the hope that maybe it'll even be sooner than that. I don't know for sure if we're going to be able to help our children in every way that we possibly can, or in every way that would be good for them. But I'm still today going to hold out hope that I'm going to be able to help my daughter to succeed. And maybe we'll get to a point before too many years where Mother's Day is something that is fun and wonderful. But in the meantime, for those of you who are not looking forward to Mother's Day, who have a lot on your mind that weighs down about whether it's their choices or your choices or so many mixed feelings, I want you to know that not only are you not alone, but that it really is okay that your child didn't turn out the way that you wanted it to. That your mothering plan didn't turn out the way that you wanted it to. If you can look back at your parenting and think, I really did my best, then that's the best that you can offer. And that is really all we can do as mothers. Whether our child has severe mental illness or whether our child doesn't and has a breeze through life, all we can do is our best. And if nothing else, please know that I see you. I know how hard your child is. I know how hard it is for you that your child is hard for you. And I know how much in your heart you wish everything were different for them, for you, for the world. And even if things might not turn out to be the best Mother's Day, I hope you hold your head up high and know that you have put in so much work. You have put your heart in the right place. And I really hope you have a lovely Mother's Day. Thank you for joining me.